www.thebeatsofhell.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we get ready for yet another weekend, getting closer to Labor Day. Some schools already in session and some kids getting ready to go back to school, depending on the school district. You know, school districting and redistricting is an interesting thing to talk about. Some night we'll do that. We'll take some big cities and some smaller areas and show you what the cockamamie things are that are going on in some of the tax basis and the points and where they're drawing the line and all that sort of stuff. New Orleans charter schools have had that problem in the past, and apparently now it's a little bit different. There are more schools that are booming in that area as a result of Katrina, probably, even though so many kids haven't gone back or so many families haven't gone back to that city. All right, right from the get-go, a couple of quick updates for you. One is, remember the 72 illegal immigrants from Honduras and Guatemala and all those other places that were gunned down in cold blood, the women and the men, and found some of them sitting up in chairs, but others in mass graves, were killed because they refused, apparently, that's the rumor anyway, they refused to work for the drug gang as assassins. The drug runners didn't want to traffic the people over to the United States, although that supposedly was the game plan. They were going to pay $7,000 a head to find a way to get into the United States. But then the people who were lured there were told that they had to become these assassins for the gang, the Zetas, and they refused to do it. And that's what led supposedly to all these deaths, terrible thing. And the amount of people that have been killed in Mexico now through these cartels and gangs is crazy. I mean, you're getting close to that 30,000 number since 2006. That's 4 years, 4 years. And many of them just a hop, skip, and a jump to the United States from the United States, whether it's in Juarez or even if it's in San Diego territory or some of the sparse desert areas in Texas or New Mexico or particularly in Arizona. Crazy thing happened the other day in New York, where a young guy, 21-year-old guy, who was doing a documentary on Afghanistan, got into a cab, asked the cab driver if he was Muslim, and then stabbed him. As I said, it really rips open Pandora's box, because one of the things he's been charged with is a hate crime, and by screaming that and yelling it, certainly the definition of the hate crime, as it reads on the books, would go to that. What a nut in the first place to do it. What was the motivation behind it? Also, the talk on the street is it was about pumping up his film. Yeah, anything for those 15 minutes of fame, right? Gotta see my documentary, so I'm gonna do something crazy. And maybe people will sit up and take note. He's gonna do some jail time. Anyway, the mayor of New York threw in his two cents on the whole issue of the hate crime and just how heinous that deal was.
No matter how wonderful this city is, there's always somebody that acts disgracefully. Kind of hard to understand why. Maybe they don't understand our values and how lucky we are to live here. I wasn't in the cab. I don't know what was going through anybody's minds. I can just tell you, whether it was related to anything or not, it is disgraceful. Everybody should feel safe on the streets. It's very sad that we are here today. This should never have happened.
Yeah, it should never have happened. He's absolutely right. We completely agree on that. It shouldn't have happened, and the guy's a kook. And he's going to go away for however amount of time they can nail him on the charges for, but they pretty much have him. They've got the evidence, and, you know, luckily the cab driver survived, but it was a nasty piece of business, no question about it. All right, this is our daily salute, and we're doing it right at the top of the show. And the reason why is for how many people, when we look back and we rank presidents, kick Jimmy Carter and say he was the worst president ever. One thing about Carter is, just like Clinton, he gets the diplomacy thing when push comes to shove. Unless he had to give up the farm, but I don't think he had to give up the farm. So what happened was, Carter gets on a plane. There's a 31-year-old guy who was picked up and told that he had gone into North Korean territory from China, and he was going to end up doing hard labor, and it was looking really bad. The guy's family was leaning all over everybody and anyone to try to figure out a way to get the release of Gomez, his name was. And sure enough, he goes over there, the ex-president does, and he gets his release coming back to the U.S. Friday. And, you know, 3 days before that, it was looking like 8 years of hard labor and a gigantic fine for trespassing and committing what they were calling a hostile act. So he'll be in Boston on Friday, reunited with his mother and some other family members. This is huge news, huge news. Yeah, they're saying it's a humanitarian effort deal, and North Korea made the decision to grant his amnesty and allow him to return to the United States. And what I said is, at what point does Kim Jong-il really try to leverage things? And the only thing that Kim asked for was Pyongyang's interest in resuming the Six Nation disarmament talks and reiterating the commitment to denuclearize. That's what the conversation was pretty much about. But there was no indication even that Carter, in that conversation, it wasn't Kim Jong-il who he had the conversation with. It was with somebody else, because this was a surprise trip for Carter, and Kim Jong-il was making a trip to China during this rare visit to North Korea. Remember, it was a year ago where Kim actually sat down and talked with another former president, Bill Clinton, when he went there on a pretty much a similar mission to negotiate the release of two American journalists. And we don't have to rehash the history, but all of us know the big stare-down game is the U.S. and North Korea, who fought on opposite sides of the Korean War. And now, since you have this basically draw, I'll call it, that's what the stare-down game is, the 38th parallel. And it's been that way since 1953. And Gomez was the fourth American arrested in North Korea for illegally entering in a year when he was seized in January, accused of crossing into North Korea from China, like I mentioned at the beginning. It was the same kind of thing that we saw with Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. They were sentenced to hard labor and all that stuff, and his motivation is not very clear. He was said to be a close friend of an activist who made a big name for himself, Robert Park, who crossed into the country last Christmas and was expelled about 40 days later. Mm. But the good news is the mission went well. Boom, the guy's going to be back in Boston. And, you know, at least we solved one riddle, let's say, okay? And I don't think that anything was really given up on the front to white-knuckle North Korea a little bit more. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
I'll tell you, it's like the Tale of Two Cities. Did you ever read that book? Topping Odds and Ends. It's kind of piggybacks off what we were just talking about with the cab driver who was stabbed, which is, as I said, ridiculous, uncalled for, certainly. He's just doing his job, and now hate crime comes into play here. And the cabbie, Ahmed Sharif, who's 43, was joined by fellow New York City taxi workers in an alliance to call for the end to bigotry and anti-Islamic rhetoric, is what they were saying in the debate over the Islamic Center and the mosque. This isn't a surprise. The second this story happened, you knew that this was going to be propped up. So you've got Michael Enright, the 21-year-old college student who used a folding knife to slash the neck and face of the taxi driver after he said he was Muslim. Now, I guess Enright was bombed when he did it. And the crazy thing about this kid is he volunteered with a group called Intersections International at one point. And what is their whole deal? Interfaith tolerance. And he just came off of the documentary in Afghanistan. So it doesn't add up other than what I heard about the publicity side of it, a way to get publicity for the project, but a stupid and tragic way to do it. Because now, by doing that, if anything, certainly, it just raises everyone's hackles. It doesn't help his project for what he did in Afghanistan. He was embedded with a unit there. So if anything, it probably harms the project. It was just flat. It's just flat out sad. And this kid had no history of that, no history of any kind of violence or doing anything of the such. And somehow this is what happened. He was drunk, and he decided to go after Sharif, a guy who's been driving a cab for 15 years, and he said he was pretty shook up when that happened. Ugh. And you know what? There's always kooks and nutballs and idiots who stir it up and cause problems. But this is a perfect opportunity for the mayor. And that's what they used it as. It's a great opportunity for the mayor. In the meantime, you have a guy who was a CIA, involved in a CIA secret unit, who was actually charged with trying to find Osama bin Laden, who in Newsmax today said that the Ground Zero mosque would be seen as a victory symbol by radical Islamists. And he went on to predict Iranian terrorist attacks in the United States if the Islamic Republic's nuclear bases are attacked. And this is another thing that we've talked a lot about. It was interesting to hear what he had to say. He was an intel expert, and his name's Michael Shearer, and he specifically really focused on the Ground Zero mosque idea, the, you know, Islamic center, and what it would mean in his opinion, after living, breathing, and doing this for all those years, that what he grew to know, that it would be viewed as, to people who are sympathetic to bin Laden and the Muslims who are anti-American, as a symbol of victory. What do you think? Think he's full of it, or you think he's dead on, right on target? 800-259-5791. I think he's on target, and that's why I don't understand. If to build a bridge, you got to build that bridge somewhere else, because there's already plenty of mosques, and there's space to build it somewhere else. It's not worth, if the idea really is that it's not worth opening up this Pandora's box and continuing to see all of this thrive in New York City. Don in Wyoming, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Kate, did you put Chipmunk on just for me?
Of course.
Doesn't she sound like a girl Chipmunk? I mean, what was that, the three, you know, there was your boy Theodore Alvin and what's the other one? I can't remember them all right now. So like, you know, they're boy chipmunks, but I swear if there was a girl chipmunk, it'd be Avril Lavigne. But anyways.
There you go.
Hey, no offense to Canadians. I'm not making fun of all Canadians, especially if Sam's listening. So anyway, though. Hey, Kate, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I told you what the idea behind this was. You know, it's not so much, you know, they can worship anywhere they want and worship just, you know, without being persecuted. But this thing, it's really being put in there as a symbol of victory over the West. And let's not forget what used to stand there. See, a lot of people keep thinking, oh, it's the United States. That was the World Trade Center's, Kate. It represented pure world capitalism. This is it's not so much an attack on the United States as an attack on our theology or a method of, you know, something that radical Islam does not agree with, that blames the world greed on capitalism. Okay? And that's what they went after. They tried before, even. You remember back in, what was it, 03? They tried to bring the things down, or no, in 93. Excuse me. They tried to bring them down, and it didn't work. You know? But it is a symbol, and I can't help but keep going back, because I got a different idea today about this, Kate, when I was listening to some, you know, Hannity's Insanity and a few other these bozos that are on there, and I got a different idea with this today. Now, I talked to you about the Dome of the Rock before in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Okay, and how, you know, Israel was overrun by Babylonians or whichever time it was. My history's not, biblical history's not exactly correct there, but that they destroyed Solomon's temple, except for the West Wall, which is, and they built a mosque on top of it as a victory token, okay? And they said, well, this is where Muhammad went up into heaven on his magical horse, okay? All right, well, if that's the reason why, it's the third most holiest site in Islam, okay? Whether that's all true and everything, that's fine, if that's what they believe. But the fact is, they built it on top of the holiest site in Judaism, okay? And, of course, you know, the Wailing Wall, the West Wall is still there, and you see the Hasidic Jews praying in front of it all the time.
Yes.
But there's a, you know, and it was used as a token. Now, you would think, gee, if they've done this, that would be the end of it. You know, it would be, you know, there'd be no war. You know, it'd be, okay, we won. You know, here's our victory token, okay? We let them build this. And I can't help but think that there's a bunch of little wussy, liberal, communistic, wannabe Democrats in the United States, especially that idiot mayor of New York, who thinks that, well, if we let them build this mosque right there, then they won't attack us anymore. They'll just think, oh, you know, Kate, it didn't stop them in Israel, okay? It didn't stop them in Jerusalem, okay? They built that Dome of the Rock there, and they still, to this day, want to kill every Jew on the planet. Okay? It doesn't, it won't stop them. That, you know, I'm sorry. A lot of people sit back and say, well, there's plenty of wonderful, beautiful Muslims who just live their religion and they're quiet and peaceful. Yeah, there is, Kate. Okay?
Yeah.
But the fact is, this is a doctrinal theory that basically states either you're going to believe the way we believe or we're going to chop your head off with our sword. Their sword is on every Arabic flag, has a sword on it, and that's what it stands for. Okay, Kate? These people are just, you know, this extremist doctrine is not going to just, you can't make peace with it. Okay? This is something that they believe they have to do. Or if you're not, if you don't believe their way, then you're infidel and you should be destroyed. Mm-hmm. This is how they blow up their own people.
That's,
you know?
That's true. That's true. People forget that. That's a good point, Don. Of everything that you said there, and the, some of the history is a little fuzzy, but I think you were on target. You were right when you were talking about the Wailing Wall and stuff. But there's no doubt about it. They're killing their own people for the same reasons.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, it's you think, okay, you got a trophy, you got your museum or your whatever, you know, your victory statute or whatever. You destroyed the World Trade Center towers. It was a strike at capitalism. You think, do people really sit back and think that this is going to stop it? That we could just pull all of our American troops off of Arabic soil and that's going to stop the aggression? It's not, Kate.
It's too late. It's too late for that. The aggression will never end. You could never say, oh, forget it. We've got an invisible fence around the U.S. We're okay. No. It's never going to stop. Never.
You know, and the last thing, Kate, I was thinking about today, and I just wonder, you know, in that case that's in Iran, mm-hmm. Ahmad the Jihad, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to build their nuclear missiles, and I just wondered, if they sit back and Israel sits back and does nothing, okay, and this idiot eventually gets nuclear weapons and he launches it at Israel, not only is he going to kill the Jews, he's going to kill all the Palestinians that are there, which supposedly are supposed to be the people that the rest of the Arab world cares about. But in any case, though, if you want to say, what would be the response of the United States?
Oh, the United States, I think, would have to jump in. There's no question. I guarantee behind closed doors is... especially most of the Pentagon do not want to see that happen. Don, thanks. Appreciate it. Interesting, Don, talking about the Quran, the interpretations, and ultimately what the path will lead to. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Speaking of being in trouble, any of you have a Blockbuster down the street from you? Did you used to get your little Blockbuster card and run up there and rent whatever the latest releases were and get talked into a bunch of package deals and whatever? I'll tell you what, Netflix buried a Blockbuster. And I bring this up because I promise we will do the cheap movie review on our final hour. The Last Exorcism. Also, we've got Centurion. And Takers, three of the handful of new releases at the box office or at the movies this week. And the box office is hoping that they'll, at least in some of the local theaters, that the ticket sales will be brisk. But Netflix is the thing. People get Netflix. It's easy. Listen, I subscribe to Netflix. I'm not getting paid to endorse them. I'm just telling you, I get Netflix because I like to go back and watch movies I missed or whatever when I have that rare time. And it's convenient. It's boom. You just hit it, comes to your house, and it gets there pretty quickly, too. Blockbuster just didn't think ahead. They're kind of like our government. No forward thinking. It was too late by the time they got in touch with new marketing strategies. That's what I, in my opinion, that's part of what happened. So they're going to file bankruptcy next month, and what they're going to do is do this pre-planned Chapter 11 filing, and then they're going to restructure, sounds like gobbledygook, doesn't it? Business talk, a debt load of about $1 billion. So what happens there is when you've got a planned bankruptcy, it allows the debtor to work with the creditors about the payments, the payment terms ahead of filing, and they say it's going to take 5 months, then the company would be able to get rid of some of its worst performing stores. So they're not trying to completely die on the vine. They're going to close maybe 800 stores, but that seems like a lot to me. And Blockbuster is a Dallas-based company, so I'm familiar with some of their strategies and some of the things that they try to do. And the biggest problem is the Netflix Redbox thing. When you can go rent a movie at 7-Eleven or your grocery store for $1.90 and 99 or whatever it is, and then just turn it in and that's it. How easy is that? Or, like I said, the Netflix deal. Netflix has just killed so many people in the industry. And now they're really taking a chunk out of Blockbuster. And that's why they had to close tons of stores in the past 2 years. They lost, they're still going to lose like $65 million during the first 3 months of the year. So how is Blockbuster like the government? I just told you how it's like the government. Can't you see it? It's inept. They had some terrible marketing ideas that didn't work, and it was too late because Netflix paid attention to what people wanted, paid attention to the internet, and they started to crush them. All right, speaking of getting crushed, the oil spill, now it's all about what's happened in relationship to the oil spill. And is it boom times ahead, or is it a complete bust? Well, now it's about the cleanup. People are talking about the cleanup, and we're going to have some people on in the next couple of weeks to talk specifically about what's happening in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and some of the places that were slammed. So our worst offshore oil spill has kind of, in a crazy way, though, led to many fortunes for some of the communities that were hit. It's that double whammy thing. Because what happens when you have to have a cleanup? You have to have people that know how to clean it up. You have to have masses of workers, and you have to do it. You have to put people back to work, and that means people get employed. That means companies that specialize in it get deals, get contracts. But sadly, while it's a boon to some, it's just such a bust to others because of all the losses in tourism and fishing and drilling and all that sort of thing. And if you can't flip over the business, then if you can't flip the business to something where you're doing a cleanup, then that's a problem still in the places that were hit the hardest, like the Gulf fishing grounds and, of course, the oil field jobs because of the federal moratorium on deep water drilling until at least November. And, you know, who knows, it could go beyond that. Altogether, I saw this today in the AP. They did a analysis, and it showed that 39 Gulf Coast counties and parishes in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida actually saw a little tiny increase in year-over-year sales tax revenue following the spill. But that's the crazy thing. It's that temporary relief. There's still lots of people who are anxious about what the future holds, and does tourism come back to the area or not. And I think it will. I think in some of the places in Mississippi and some of the places in Louisiana, you'll still find that those who like the familiarity of the beaches and the areas will go back to it. But New Orleans still hasn't really found the magic to it. All you have to do is go on to Expedia or Orbitz or any of the sites where they're talking about deals, and usually you'll see a deal for the city. You'll see something about whatever, two-for-ones or a cheaper night at a hotel. I mean, they're still trying to get that shot in the arm, and really part of the problem there has to do with what we visited with earlier in the week as we looked back at Katrina, the 5 years since Katrina, that the footing, they still haven't found their footing and somewhat that old identity back in the city, which is too bad because it was so known for that incredible jazz, known for that incredible food, and known for the people, the swagger, if you will, of the people. And will that city ever get back on its feet? I think it's going to take longer than was expected. And now having the oil spill certainly didn't help much to further the cause there. All right, some of the other things that have made some water cooler buzz. You know, we always said that this show is about what's the buzz out there? What are people really talking about? And we're going to we're going to go into one of the water cooler stories when we do Week in Count coming up next, and it has to do with a very famous golfer and his now ex-wife. You'll find it interesting, and it has to do with numbers. But something else that is creating the buzz is what just happened in the primaries. And ultimately, are we going to see big flips in the House or in the 37 Senate seats? What's going to happen with the governor's races across the U.S.? And there's 37 of those vacancies, or could be incumbents get in, could be a new face gets in. And usually if you look at the numbers, the incumbents have a much better, shot at it. But I think this could be one of those times where if enough people go to the polls, I think the incumbents could be voted out the pike, could be down the road. And one of the races that everybody's looking at is that Nevada race and Senator Harry Reid and Sharon Angle. Talk about the Tea Party princess, that's her. Can she beat Harry Reid? And for a while it didn't look like it. For a while in the polls it didn't look like it, but now she's sort of narrowing that gap. And we're going to talk with somebody who has an interest in what's going on in Nevada, because he started a website about Harry Reid and some of the things that have happened since he's been in office and why there needs to be a change. And his name might be familiar to some of you who are sports fans at all, but Danny Tarkanian is going to be on the show on Sunday night to tell us what the people in Nevada have been buzzing about. In New York, besides the mosque, because it's all mosque all the time, Islamic Center, all the big stations there, that's what everybody's talking about, right? But besides that, they're also buzzing about the governor of New York, who a former judge says gave misleading testimony. So check this out. There's a special investigation that's just wrapped up into some testimony that Patterson gave about his plans to pay for World Series tickets last year. They're saying it was inaccurate and misleading and actually warrants consideration of criminal charges by a prosecutor. Wow. So there was a report on Thursday from the former state chief judge, Judith Kay is her name, who said four of the five tickets to the World Series opening game between the Yanks and the Phils were paid for shortly afterwards following a press inquiry from the New York Post. They were asking where the tickets came from. And there's a question whether he intentionally gave false testimony to the State Commission on Public Integrity about having written an $850 check in advance for two tickets. Ooh, I don't know. It's a little bit cloudy for the governor, who's already been under fire for some other things. So he says he was going to the game. It was part of a ceremonial public duty as a governor that entitled him to a ticket. Does he wiggle out of this one? Is, you know, in the world of politics, is he wrong on this? Here's what it's called. It's called double standard. Double standard. And what they have to do is they've got to verify all the facts. And if they get the indictment, then go for the conviction. Isn't that what we're supposed to do as we move along in our court system? So did he give misleading testimony? We can count coming up around the bend here on ATN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Off we can count. Hurricane Danielle has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm at this point, and they're bracing for it. Of course, this is brewing in the Atlantic coast. Category 3 just happened, and I think there's going to be some people in the East Coast that are going to be battening the hatches in the next couple of days. But it depends as it gets closer and closer to landfall. Sometimes there's a turn, the tail turns, or there's some change in the forecast, something with the air pressure or whatever that doesn't quite live up to the billing. And in fact, you see sometimes a reduction. Let's hope that that's what you see, and you don't get too much of that warm air that flows into it. All right, Tiger Woods also makes the list. The reason he makes the list is he finished 18 holes at the Barclays Classic in Paramus, New Jersey, with a 6-under par 65. He's alone on top of the leaderboard for the first time in any round in any tournament this year. All of this since the accident in front of his house in last November, Thanksgiving, and now the divorce that was just finalized the other day from his wife, Elin Norgren, who apparently is going to do a big People magazine article that comes out Friday, but says that's the only interview she's giving. She wasn't paid for it, and she was asked again and again and again and again to talk about her thoughts, and so she gave some thoughts, but she didn't really trash Tiger, from what I understand, which is good because they got two little kids, and now finally this thing can be put to bed. And who cares what Tiger Woods does? I said this in our previous show. Nobody cares now at this point because he's single, right? He's single. There was a poll that was done on being prepared for disasters. I just mentioned what's happened with Danielle and how it's been upgraded. Well, most people think the U.S. is not actually better prepared for handling natural disasters than it was when Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast 5 years ago. Almost 6 in 10, or 57%, say the country has not improved its disaster preparations. There was a survey done by a nonpartisan Pew Research Center group, and they roughly have the same amount of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Just 38% say the country is more ready than it was. The poll also found that nearly 7 in 10, or 69%, think progress has been made in rebuilding New Orleans and the Gulf. Boy, 7 in 10. I think there hasn't been that much progress. A little bit. If you were going to go to the French Quarter, which is the famous area, Bourbon Street, you're going to do the tourist thing, it'd be fine. Ninth Ward, still, forget about it. It's in parts just like a ghost town, and I think part of that is what I've said over and over again. People haven't gone back. A lot of people didn't want to go back. They started new lives in another spot, and so why go back? They, as much as they may yearn for what was their home of New Orleans, it's not the same anymore. And finally, this last one I'm going to give you here for We Can Count, and it has to do with Iran. Iran has stockpiled apparently enough low-enriched uranium for one or two nuclear arms, but would they cross into the bomb-making deal? It's not a high amount that they've got. The former UN nuclear official was quoted as saying that's the problem, really, if you're being honest about it, is it's just still not quite enough to get what they would need. There's a lot of suspicions about the nuclear program that they're aimed at making bombs, even though intelligence reports are saying the contrary. I do not trust Ahmadinejad. Do I think that he would make a nuclear weapon? Absolutely. I don't care who says that he wouldn't. I think absolutely he would. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I don't trust Almond Joy either.
Say that again.
I don't trust Almond Joy either.
Yeah, there you go.
but wanted to talk about the Ground Zero mosque.
Uh-huh.
A couple things about this. I really don't have an issue with a mosque going up around there. There's already hundreds of mosques in the area already in New York. It's the person and group that's behind it I have an issue with. I mean, the Qadorva group. You know where that's named after, right?
Yes, if you go way back into history, that was the Cordova initiative actually has a nasty... I don't know why they would take that name. In history, it's got a nasty ending to anybody who was not a Muslim.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the name, first of all. If it's about building a bridge, you're right. It's odd. But my problem, when you say you have a problem with the, not with the mosque going up, but with the group, the imam is a little more radical, I think, than some people thought. Plus some of the backers, like George Soros is one of the backers.
And this one guy they're talking about that's invested the $4.5 million.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't pronounce the guy's name. I'm not even going to try. He was the one working as a waiter and then got the $4.5 million. Yeah,
yep.
I'm sure there's nothing dirty there.
Yeah, and There's questions about the funding, definitely.
And then just because you're asking questions about it, that means you're an Islamophobe or any of that stuff they're trying to push off.
Right.
And one last thing, I know you probably don't talk about Beck or any of those other people, but I find it interesting that the people on the left don't want him speaking at that Lincoln Memorial this weekend, sort of the Martin Luther King stuff, but they are okay. The same people on the left are okay with a terrorist sympathizer building a mosque on Ground Zero and opening it on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, the date, there's no doubt, Jeff. The date is ridiculous, because that's right. That's when it was supposed to open next year during the 10th year anniversary, which is crazy to do that in New York City, especially with all the controversy over it. Absolutely.
Yeah, And like I said, with Vernbeck and then not wanting him to do that, and Martin, okay, with a little bit of hypocrisy there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I think the biggest problem, have a great weekend, Jeff. I think the biggest problem with the administration to me is that. I mean, if I was left of left, listen, I wouldn't be happy with what I was seeing out of the administration either because of the too much of a pullback. Say one thing, pull back. Say one thing, pull back. Do another thing, pull back. And that's constantly what's happened. It's the people that surround the president, I think, where a lot of the mistakes are being made. But let's face it, that's an administration. I mean, any administration, take Bush or Reagan or any of them, Clinton, anybody who's been president, it's the people in play and in place around the leader. Ultimately, the buck stops with the president at the executive branch. But so many mistakes, I think, are being made because of, like, the Timmy Geithners. It makes no sense to me why anyone would have picked him to be the Secretary of the Treasury. And he's done a terrible job of handling that role. And he's not the only one. I always say this. I mean, granted, it's handling the media, but it's part of that flow. The traffic in and out, information in and out of the White House, Robert Gibbs makes no sense to me. But Obama's loyal to him because he helped get him elected. He was the guy who had the stroke of brilliance about the emails. Regardless, though, I wouldn't be happy if I was left of left, like I said, and I voted for Obama, because I would be disappointed in so many of the things that, one, were promised that have not happened, and the pullbacks. And then that's where you get into the hypocrisy of, okay, we're going to criticize this, but it's okay over here to do this other thing. And we've seen that a bunch so far. You wonder, is this going to be a one-term president? Is this guy going to be the first one to come along, President Obama, because Bush certainly was two and Clinton was two. Is he going to be a one-term guy or not? It depends a lot on the economy. The economy flows and changes as you get closer to 2012. Then maybe he's in it for the long haul for the Democrats think he's in it for the long haul for the second term, but not so sure. You can send your thoughts on that or any of the things that we talk about here in America Tonight at americatonight.net.